Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now, real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Get the snippers from the show and they saluting the name. Underground society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. UGS for life, for you busters that don't know. I'm down with President Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives of legends with questions you wanna know. That's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. You can hear Prez's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at they door in bandanas. For screaming real hip-hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay them smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking
them. Mash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question got me asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast them. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Yeah, most definitely where the real is at, man. It's your boy Perez right here in the Murder Master Music Show, episode 404. You know, last night we had, you know what I'm saying, New York legend AZ on the show. Chopped it up. Hell of an interview. Let's bring out my brother, Pittsburgh Patrick. How you doing, Pittsburgh?
Good, man. Good. How about yourself, Chris?
I'm doing real good. Tonight we got a hell of a show, man. First up, we got the homie Weirdo Westwood King. I'm going to bring him on in a minute. He's actually on Scale Tongue Music, man, DJ Paul's label, which we just had DJ Paul on a couple weeks ago on episode 400. Actually, it was about a week ago, which was crazy because, you know, you had DJ Paul, Bushwick Bill, Mr. Servon, all these guys talking together at the same time. But, you know what I'm saying, Westwood, Weirdo Westwood's going to be on, then followed by LeChat. And she also sent me some music from her brother, Womack. We're going to play that later on as well. But, y'all, I think Weirdo Westwood is in the building. Let's bring him on right now. Weirdo, how you doing, bro?
What it do? What do, bro?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Appreciate we got it, man. We got you here. You're part of Skeleton Music, man. How did you get affiliated with DJ Paul?
Man, just working, and we stumbled across each other, man, and he heard my music, and he was just like, you know, he liked it. He was like, he loved it, and we got to working.
Yeah, you guys just clicked right from the jump. What's it like working with a dude that's won an Oscar, platinum plaques, the whole nine, man? What's it like working with DJ Paul?
I think it's dope, man. I think it's a privilege, man, and I'm thankful to be working with somebody that didn't want an Oscar, man, and you know, influence in Memphis and music is he a tremendous good sound to.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. Now, you know, you must have grew up listening to, you know what I'm saying, cats like Paul and them and 3-6 and, you know what I'm saying, Al Capone maybe. What was it like growing up in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, as far as the music goes, man? Were you into a lot of them guys, or what were you into growing up?
Yeah, I was most definitely into DJ Paul and them, 3-6 Mafia and them, and, you know, A-Bot, MJG. You know, I was into music of Memphis, Tennessee, man, and, you know, that's like, them some of the sounds that's from back in the day that's original. And I don't think a lot of that going on now, and I think when people hear, that's one of the reasons DJ Paul had started to talk to me and mess with me, because he was like, my sound original. You know what I'm saying? Just like every other cat. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to rap and it don't sound like that. It sound real.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Memphis has always had, you know what I'm saying, that real tone music to it. I mean, a lot of soul, a lot of shit from the heart, man. What about growing up in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, in general? What was it like growing up in a city, you know, it's known for, you know what I'm saying, gang violence, all kinds of different things popping off. Man, how was it growing up in Memphis for you, brother?
I expressed that in my first record that I released with DJ Paul called Bingo. It was like, you know, Memphis is a very hard place to live in, and you know, I speak the truth in my records, so you know, it's just like survival. It's survival in my city, man. It's, you know, we first date. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's survival. It's a place that if you could survive in Memphis, you could survive anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No.
But definitely, I'm saying, one of them spots that is full of talent, too. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys in Memphis that created a lot of sounds that people are using all over the country, even all over the globe right now, man. You know what I'm saying? And Memphis is one of those meccas in the South for sure. What about yourself, though? You know what I'm saying? When did you get into making music? At what age were you?
I was 9 years old. I started making music. You know, I'm thankful that I originally got my sound from being, you know, a lot of people don't write what they go through and what they live by. But I'm thankful that I can pick up a piece of paper and a pen and I can write what's real. When you hear my music, you get what you. And I respect Paul because he a real person like me, and we got no cartoon rappers. Like, it's not nothing made up. It's real. You get what I'm saying? And I think when you like that, your fans feel you more. You know, your fans feel you more. Feel. You know what I'm saying? No. But I think they're gonna love me a lot, man, because at the end of the day, like I said, my name is Weirdo, and I'm different. I give you, like, you might get something 1 week from me and it might be different than me. I just always been my own person. You know what I'm saying? I'm a people person. I love crowds, man. I love the energy of love and success, you know what I'm saying? So I try to keep that energy around me. You know, I try to stay at the negativity lane, and I don't want people to confuse the negativity lane with true music. You get what I'm saying? What I was raised around. So I want to put that out there. Like my first record, Bingo, it was a talk about what I talked about, what I was raised around, and at the end of the day, I look at people like. Turn around and like Lil Boosie, like we all change things for a better perspective in life. And I want to know that. Like,
that's a positive thing,
the,
man.
Yeah, we change for the better.
Kids need that, you know. Kids need that, man, to see that type of an influence, you know. And like you said, a change for the better, you know.
Yeah.
What inspires you to want to keep doing better? Because let's face it, we live in a fucked up world. You know what I'm saying? There's very few cats out there that want to do better. What keeps you on a straight path, man?
Man, you know, where I came from and the things I've been through, a whole lot. Like, I didn't get this yesterday. So, you know, what makes me want to do better within myself is, you know, life is simple. People make life hard, and it's, you get what I'm saying? And that's why my name Weirdo too, because I want people to understand something. And then I was able to be myself. I didn't care what nobody thinking. You got people out here committing suicide because of what people say about them. Like, you just got to focus on being you. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it's not about what nobody is or how they feel about you. And one thing about it, too, when you wake up in the morning and you know, from the life that you live the hard life, and you wake up in the morning, you start transitioning over to a better part of life, a positive life, you feel better. You wake up and you feel better. You know, you don't feel as dirty as you did when you wake up and you just careless. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what made me want to, you know, life flashing before my eyes a few times. That's what made me want to live a better life. It's just it's a better way out here.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. I respect that. Real talk, man. I'll tell you what, Weirdo, let's go into this first track right here that you sent us. You know what I'm saying? Bingo. This is the one you was talking about that you put out there. Who did the production? Was it Paul or did you have someone else do it?
Yeah, Paul did the production.
That's what's up. Now, is this tell us a little bit about this track right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you know that this was going to be, you know what I'm saying, perceived well? I mean, what's the reaction been?
I knew it was going to be perceived well because of it was that time of, and I put that energy into it. It was like, you know, you can't get around something you from and you around. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what that track will do. I knew what it'll do. And you got a lot of people out here that just don't care. You got a lot of people out here wake up in the morning and they gotta do what they gotta do. I don't care if you at work and you gotta get up in the morning, you gotta punch a clock and you gotta deal with the manager at the job that's an asshole. You get what I'm saying? You still have to get up and you gotta go put on your shoes and your clothes and look in the mirror and you gotta go deal with the world in some type of way. So I knew when I wrote that song, I felt like I hit the bingo. I felt like I had a way out of it. So I felt like I hit the bingo. You get what I'm saying? You know, no matter where I came from, no matter about the street mentality or street life I live, I hit the bingo that day. And, you know, I did. So I said, hey, feel like I just hit the bingo. You know?
Well, definitely. Well, this is Bingo, Weirdo Westwood King. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'm finna crash out, nigga.
Oh. Eighth grade, I dropped out of school.
I was on the block.
I cooked more crack than mama cooked the food. Bitch, I sell a nigga mama.
I don't give a fuck.
I sell my own flesh and blood.
Crack, bitch.
I think I sell more crack than daddy's bitch. I think I hit more lick than you, I bitch.
Pussy.
I take out two bodies.
Clack, clack.
187 Weirdo Gang,
nigga, pop it.
I swear to God, ain't got no ceiling. I'm a dog on these bitches. Bitch, that ain't nothing better than having sex. She was not never ever got a motherfucker.
too hood to lead the street.
I
still smack a bitch.
Fuck your brother and your mama, ho.
And I still take a breath.
Yeah.
Put that fucking on the neck, nigga, bitch. Took the stand on it like an outfit. Oh, that's your wifey?
Why
she gripped it bit like Pam did.
Woo.
Oh, that's your wifey?
Why
I thought she was the best man. Yeah, I got more salt than coke, bitch. This that Memphis, Tennessee shit. Get him 20K short, bitch. Feel like I just hit the bingo, 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 bingo. Feel like I just hit the bingo, 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 bingo. Feel like I just hit the bingo, 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 bingo. Feel like I just hit the bingo, 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 bingo. Feel like I just hit the bingo.
Mixtape or album that's coming out, or
it's on a mixtape that's coming out, man. It's on a mixtape that's coming out, and it's dope too, man. The mixtape, when y'all hear the mixtape, man, y'all gonna love it. The mixtape is man, like I can't even explain. If you heard Bingo, I'm pretty sure you heard a song I got out called Mass. I dropped it for 420. It's called Mass Something. When I say, like, you a baby, understand what type of different perspectives I come in, and I'm just not, I'm on one type of level when it comes to this music. Like you understand this mixtape gonna be like one of the dopest mixtapes, man, gonna come out. And that's why DJ Paul found me, man, because I'm telling you, one thing about it, like bro, like he know the talent. Like, he know the talent that I have is undeniable, and I respect him for that. And we made music, and we finna make history. Seriously, we finna make history.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Yo, and you're on the right team. I mean, you're with a dude that knows exactly how to play the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good positive thing right there for sure. What about shows and touring? Are you guys going to be hitting the road to, you know what I'm saying, and promoting everything? Yeah.
Yeah, we is, man. We got something extra going to come out. Like I said, I dropped Mad Something for 420, and we got a song called Ain't Gonna Love You. You know, DJ Paul finna do for the summer, Volume 17. He got that coming out. And you know, he's the first song on there that he's finna release. I'm actually on that song, and man, it's gonna be big. It's called Ain't Gonna Love It, and it's real different, man. But I'm telling y'all, it's gonna take y'all back to like Memphis music, real music that a lot of people not doing now. You know what I'm saying? And then plus DJ Power, like the production and the track making on there is sick. It's made out the chain.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? And I imagine, you know what I'm saying, yourself, you're starting to build up a good following, a good buzz. You know what I'm saying? What's the most important thing that you want to see happen within the next 5 years? You know, some people, they say, oh, man, I want a plaque or I want this. What do you want?
In the next 5 years, like, what do I want? Are you saying, like, within myself or within the game?
Within the game, and let's stretch it a little bit, too, to that as well. First within the game, then within yourself as a person.
Like, within the game, within the next 5 years, I'm looking forward, man, to being the most sufficient artist in the game that's young like I am, and show people, stop dropping one song that sound like something, then when they come out with a mixtape or album, the rest of it sound like garbage. I want to be an example in the game to be as young as I am to drop a CD and make people understand why it's important to go in the store and go buy a CD. You feel what I'm saying? Because the game has tremendously changed a lot from internet to it all. So at the end of the day, I feel like both promotions is a good thing, but I feel like they should be equal. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to change the game, and I want people to step up their game, man. Get these fans something more than just getting in the studio and not current. Get them your energy. You get what I'm saying? And I And what I want to see within myself, man, I just want to see growth, man. I just want to see growth and development, man. I want to see myself way better than you know, what I am now. And you know, for those who listening, like, if you pay attention, I want y'all to pay attention because it's finna get real interesting, man. I'm finna turn up. I'm finna turn all the way up. I'm finna show them what Memphis really about. And this is seriously. I'm finna turn all the way up, man.
You're gonna just give them a good lesson of what it all is. Yeah, you know, I respect the fact,
man,
that, you know what I'm saying, once again, you seem like a very goal-oriented person. You know, I interview a lot of guys, man, and their biggest goals is, you know, oh, I want this fucking Bugatti, I want this. They're not even thinking about the humble stuff that you're speaking on, you know what I mean? Realizing that, okay,
yeah,
all the other material shit will fall into place, but first let me get my mind right, my family, and that's the way it should be. You know what I'm saying? Let me get myself in order, you know. A lot of motherfuckers, man, that's why their ship sinks fast, because they just go for the goal right away. They don't think about the long-term goals, man. You know?
And see, I'm like that because I actually, my family depend on me, though. And you actually, I agree with everything you just said. My family depend on me, man, for, you know, even to my mother. You get what I'm saying? So I got to think ahead because, you know, it's certain people that's chosen to uplift that type of responsibility. And if I don't make it happen, won't nobody make it happen. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now, making it happen. And I, you know, that's my call of duty. You get what I'm saying? So I can't be the head and act like my head, you know. You get what I'm saying? You know, but it's all good. Now, everything is a time to have fun, man. Like I said, I hope they paying attention. And it's finna get real interesting, man. I'm finna turn up, and I'm finna have fun with it. I'm finna have fun with it at the same time. That's what I like to do. I like to have fun. I love to have fun. I'm gonna enjoy life. I'm gonna live it. And, man, I'm finna make some good music. And that's what it's about. I want to give y'all, like, I hope y'all can feel my energy of the good music, bro, that's finna come. The good music that I got, me and Paul got, is finna come. Man, I'm tell you, I'm excited about giving it to y'all because it's good music. I promise y'all. Y'all put in the mixtape or whatever the case may be, y'all gonna really love this mixtape, man. It's gonna shock y'all, like, of the talent. Seriously.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's gonna,
man,
shock
hell
y'all.
Yeah,
man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. And another group, you know what I'm saying, another act out of Memphis we really been following is, of course, Seat of Six, Little Infamous and Local Dunnit, man. Are you going to be working with them guys? Them dudes, to me, are super talented. Do you have any plans working
yeah.
with them?
It's coming soon. It's in the play. It's coming soon. Of course, I'd admit them, man. They is talented, and they outgoing too. And we respect each other, and we love each other's music. So, yeah, I think that's gonna come along.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna go off into this. You know what I'm saying? Next track, match something. I'm going to have you tell me about it. But before you do, I want you to give the fans, you know what I'm saying, all your info, you know, if they want to get at you for verses, features, or, you know, shows, or whatever the hell it is. Man, let them know how they can follow you on social media and all that stuff, Weirdo.
Man, you can look up Weirdo, Weirdo, Westwood King, you know, and man, you can look that up on Facebook and on Instagram is Weirdo _ Westwood King, and Twitter Weirdo Westwood King, Instagram Westwood King, Weirdo Westwood King, and man, y'all stay tuned, man, and y'all looking to it, man, and for everyone who is looking forward to it, man, and staying tuned, I appreciate y'all and I love y'all for that, man, and we is gonna make it worth your while. Hello?
Yeah, Weirdo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, Weirdo, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. We definitely look forward to having you on again in the future to catch up with you and see how things are going. I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. And this next track, Match Something, man. Why don't you intro this and let us know about this song?
Man, Match Something, man, it's probably one of the best dope songs y'all done heard in a long time. So I want y'all to grab y'all lighters, man, and grab that sack, and I want y'all to light up, and I want y'all to smoke y'all stuff on the table for me. Because I'm telling you, when y'all heard this mixtape that's coming out, man, y'all going to love it. When y'all heard this Match Something, I hope y'all understand the levels of this. There's levels to this, man. So stay tuned, man. Go look me up. Go follow me, man. Weirdo Westwood King, man. I'm telling you, we finna come, finna turn up, and y'all going to love it.
That's what's up, man. This is Weirdo Westwood King. Thanks again, brother, for coming on the show. Much appreciation. This is Match Something. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere. We got the homegirl with Chad coming on. You know what I'm saying? We're also going to chop it up about her brother, Womack. This is Weirdo Westwood.
What this shit is right there, man?
Shit.
That damn fat. Pass this shit. Hold on, motherfucker. Rollin' up, rollin',
yeah.
Smoke one,
yeah.
Mess on, drink some, 10 shots, fuck some, two turns, I'm on one, roll one, smoke one, mess on, drink some, 10 shots, fuck some, two turns, I'm on one. Let's have a smoke out, finna smoke out my bitch,
smoke out,
smoke that dope up. This the last pack, hollin' kids, this the strong. Like it's doing some motherfucking push ups. This that contact, got the bitch head on my fucking six pack. Light up, this shit stinking like some diapers. This that mouth coat, that gas. This shame rebel. This that pass, that killer. This that Michael Jackson, yeah, bitch, that thriller. This that Dubai, this shit cost some time and time. This shit airplane, this shit live, it's blowing clouds. This that get high, that never coming down. This this shit you miss with pussy and that brown. Roll one, smoke one, mess on, drink some, 10 shots, bust on, two turns, I'm on one. Roll one, smoke one, mess on, drink some, 10 shots, bust on, two turns, I'm on one. Roll up, wait. Shit, finna smoke some, with the 420. Did they cook the monster? This the everybody looking. I'm tryna smoke something. I'm chillin' with the homies. Tryna put the pussy on me. And I know I'm feeling lonely. We gon' roll up a bag. I'm finna get me some ass. Young nigga chasing cash. While I'm smoking on the threes. I'm too motherfucking high.
Nigga, mind your fucking business. Eyes red, Visine. Like a nigga on promethazine. All night, I been smoking. All night, she been choking. Out this motherfucking dick. I got her mouth wide open. Roll one, smoke one, mess on, drink on, head shot, bust on, two turn, come on one, roll one, smoke one, mess on, drink on, head shot, bust on, two turn, come on one.
Yeah, that was Weirdo Westwood King, you know what I'm saying, out of Memphis, Skeleton Music, DJ Paul, you know what I'm saying. He's got a good head on his shoulders. I expect a lot of good things from him in the future. We're going to definitely bring him back on. You know, shout out to Weirdo. You know, here in just another minute or so, we're going to have Chad calling in. You know, we got plenty of music from her and her brother. Her brother's Womack. He's going to be on. And then tomorrow, we're going to have an episode of In the Murder Mix. Make sure to tune in for that. You know what I'm saying? Each week we try to put out, you know what I'm saying, a good mix with a lot of artists. Of course, we got Spice One on there. We got TC, Jack D out of Jackson, Mississippi. Mad Dog, Catch Me in the Weed Smoke. We got a lot of good stuff on this mix, man. Dead Walkers, Super Smash
Spice
Brothers,
One.
Fred Stye. Oh, yeah.
Man,
this shit's crazy.
One. Great, man. I love that song, man.
That new Spice One, The True Story. Yeah, man. That shit goes
yeah.
in, man. We ought to
play that. Day.
We ought
yeah,
to play
that shit every day, man.
Waiting on LeChat to call because I think that's a damn good song right there. And to be honest with you, it ranks up with any of the ones off his first four albums, man, because that's how good it is. That's what a lot of people don't understand about
day.
Spice One, man. He's still dope and talented. He hasn't lost a step.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
He's definitely in the conversation for best, you know what I mean? Like, of all time, man, he definitely deserves a mention, man. He's up there, man. Just somebody that consistently made good music for the past 30 fucking years, man. Like, there ain't a bad Spice album joint out there. You know, Spice One album. You know what I mean? There's not a bad one out there. So he definitely deserves to be in the conversation.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. Well, we're gonna go to that one. You know what I'm saying? It's called True Story by Spice One. You know, stay right here at the Murder Master Music Show. Again, you just heard. You know what I'm saying? Weirdo Westwood King. You know what I'm saying? We got with Chad coming. We're keeping it in Memphis tonight, man. That's for sure. And if you want to check out more Memphis artists, man, we got shit about 40 or 50 different Memphis artists in our archive. You know what I'm saying? I could be off by 10 or 20 numbers, but we got, I mean, Gangsta Pat, you know what I'm saying? Of course, DJ Paul, Lord Infamous, the whole Mafia Six, C to Six, Al Capone, man, Tiny Man, Kingpin, Skinny Pimp. We can go on and on and on. So many cats from Memphis, Mr. Ski, Gangsta Black. You know, so we definitely got mad love for Memphis, man.
Exactly.
One of the dopest cities in hip-hop history, that's for sure. But this is Spice One, you know what I'm saying? And this is the new song, True Story. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, man, it's Spice One with the Murder Master Music Show. With your nigga Prez, man. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, let me tell you a true story. Yeah, whoa.
I remember I was at the Mondrian on Sunset Boulevard next to the House of Blues. The same hotel where Pimp C died, and that was all over the news. That's where Tupac hit me up and said, hey, homie, I'm coming through. He had just copped a convertible Bentley. It was baby blue. It was just a few months after he took them five shots in the elevator. He was walking around with bullet holes in him like the Terminator. And when I came down the elevator, coming out of the hotel, he had the top down playing Hit Him Up, and I was fresh out of jail. We hit the strip with the sun shining on us, destined for greatness. Even though the Spidey just took five, we was both fighting cases. We headed to his mama house that he bought her on Venice Beach. And the last thing that we drank was apple juice with some Hennessy.
Well, it's so good to let me tell you a story about the things that happened back in the day. I'm trying to tell you what's been on my mind. Can't let the memories fade away. Let me tell you a true story.
True story.
True story. All pain in.
Let me tell you a true story.
remember signing Lil Wayne's autographs before he was Lil Wayne. Even before Cash Money Click could've came with the bling bling. Slim and Baby and Juvie wanted to go and smoke some bud outside and chop some game up and kick it with a boss thug. We smoked and talked about getting money, sipped on some drink, and 10 years later they playing Big Bang, take Lil Bank. Then I seen Lil Wayne, he called me by my street name. He said, "What's that in Chico?" I said, "Welcome to the rap game." We shook hands and he reminded me of where we met before. He said, "Remember you was up in New Orleans signing autographs at that store? And Juvie passed the blunt to me and you laughed and hit the floor. Then I took a sip of the Hennessy and I rolled up one more. I said, "Oh man, that was y'all. What's poppin', young player? So now y'all the worldwide Cash Money millionaire. Man, I like how y'all do business. The guts and the glory. All them haters won't believe this here, but it's a true story."
Well, it's so good to let me tell you a story about the things that happened back in the day. I'm trying to tell you what's been on my mind and let the memories fade away. Let me tell you a true story.
True story.
True story. All painting.
Let me tell you a true story.
True story. True story. All painting. No glory.
I remember me and Easy and Cypress Hill had a show in Fresno. We had a contest to see who don't pass out after we smoked. And me and Easy always stay strapped and always kept the vest on. And I ain't talking Gucci or Gucci, I'm talking Teflon. Roll up some cushion, let me tell you a story about the peers who walked with me in the G's before me. I told Dre when I was 16 I was gonna keep it lit. Seen him 10 years later and I had my own platinum hit. That's when I had my record release party and Snoop came through. And instead of getting one gold album, I got two. Cause two of my albums went gold at the same time. And I accepted them on stage with Too Short and Barry Wise. And me and Short Dog and Snoop smoked about a QP. And Snoopy hit the gin and the juice and he passed it to me. True story.
Well, so could you let me tell you a story about some things that happened back in the day? I'm trying to tell you what's been on my mind. Can let the memories fade away. Let me tell you a true story.
True story.
True story. All painting.
Let me tell you a true story.
True story. True story. All painting. No glory.
Yeah, we're back right here, episode 404, Murder Master Music Show. Tomorrow we got, like I said, tomorrow we got the, you know what I'm saying, In the Murder Mix, episode 5. Friday, I don't know what we got going, you know, just stay tuned, www.ugsforlife.com. Saturday, episode 52 of, you know what I'm saying, Underground Saturday Night. Sunday, we're going to... most definitely do a church rally. We ain't done one in a couple weeks. We definitely want to do one. And then, you know what I'm saying, Monday, episode 9 of the Hip Hop Roundtable. Man, if you can't say you heard the Hip Hop Roundtable, tell me a little bit about that show, Pittsburgh.
Oh, man, every week, you know, we come up with a topic or, you know, just have a theme in general. For example, we had... like a beef episode, we played, you know, talked about our favorite, you know, hip hop beef, played some classic diss tracks. We had a rest in peace episode, which I'm going to do a bunch of those. Like the first one I did was for Michigan. I think the next one I'm going to do is going to be for New Orleans. And, you know, last week, man, I'm going to do this other thing, man, where I'm going to pay homage to legends and shit. Like, last week I did Esham and Real Suicidalist, man. I'm going to do, I'm gonna do that for a bunch of people, man, from everybody from, you know, Cool G Rap to Mac Dre, you know, to Big Pun, you know what I mean? We'll do all kinds of shit, man. So, yeah, man, this shit, you know, it's me and you. We're on every episode, man, and the other episodes, you know, we might have Mac J on, or Exit Only, or Fred Scott, or Lord Sinister, you know what I mean? We might have anybody. So, yeah, man, it's every Monday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, that's 9 p.m. Central, and we're like 8 episodes in already, man. I can't believe it's already like 2 months old, you know what I mean?
But,
yeah, man, that's crazy. It's like, you know, it was an idea that you had, and I remember you telling me about it the first time, and now here we are. We're almost at episode 10, so congratulations on that. Also, congrats to Mac J and Velvet Rose. They just hit episode 50 a couple weeks ago on the Ground Saturday night. And I think this week is a full year.
Yeah, I think you know, this week is episode 52, man. So it's a full year. So congratulations to Mac J and Velvet Rose, man. That show's great, too, man. I love that show.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. They got a good variety show, mix of music, you know what I'm saying, news, just great conversation, and occasionally some crazy callers. You never know who's going to call on that show. Same with the Church of Reality. We've had, over the years, we've had some really, really fucking weirdos calling it there. Speaking of weirdos, we've had some people that are just, I don't know if they were high or just fucking around or what, but they'd call into that show and, you know, say some of the craziest shit. Well, hell, we had Dopey from the group The Terrorists call in and say that he can travel. I don't know if you heard this episode. I got to dig it out and find it for you. He told us that he could travel from planet to planet, and he's an actual extraterrestrial. I mean, this is what the man told us, you know what I'm saying, on the fucking show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dopey, though, man. It's South Park Coalition. It's one of the dopest producers to ever do it. You know what I'm saying? Produced for Rap-A-Lot, all that shit. But yeah, tonight, hell of a show. Hell of a show. We had, you know, Weirdo Westwood King. And, now we're going to have the chat. We also got music from her brother, Womack. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I think of the chat, if you can, you know, you don't want to put the female stigmata on her because she's much more than a female MC. But if I were to compare her to somebody, I would say she's the female Sheebo. Reason being, she's gangster as fuck. How many, think about this, okay? Shout out to Gangster Boo. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Marvelous. There's some other ones out there. How many female MCs do you know that are sought after by male MCs as much as LeChat? You know what I'm saying? The homie TC just dropped the Blackout, man. Shout out to TC. That's a dope album that features LeChat. You know what I'm saying? She's been featured on a lot of dudes' projects. I mean, that's how bad she is. She gets down. She don't fuck around. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I got to compare her to Sheebo, because she's just hardcore with the lyrics. Let's bring her on right now. This is LeChat. How you doing, LeChat?
You know. What's up?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. It's an honor to have you on here.
I'm honored to be on here.
Oh yeah, most definitely. But like I was just saying, a lot of dudes want to get you on their projects. They respect your flow. They respect everything about you. How does that make you feel knowing that you're, your male, counterparts in this game wants you on their music like that?
It make me feel real good. You know, I always say I make nigga bitch music. You know, music that niggas don't feel and music that the bitches don't feel. But I promise you, man, the niggas, they know my music more than the females. They be singing it, they be live. You know, and it make me feel good. It's a real good compliment to me.
Yeah, and it's real talk on the chat, because I can't think of another female, maybe Mia X, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I can't really think of another female that has that much respect for males. Because historically, you know, let's give it up to the females. You know, historically, you know what I'm saying, they kind of played the backseat in the rap game. A lot of males wasn't really fucking with them like they should be. But you, on the other hand, these motherfuckers love you. That's dope. That's dope. That was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then you know,
I've been
saying, you're absolutely right. You said what now?
No, I was just going to say, go ahead, LeChat, my bad.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, you know what I'm saying, how do you feel that you earned that respect? Just you being you, or say, how did you have to get the respect of your peers like that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Now that you mentioned it, you know, it is a lot of males that want features from me than women. That's just like when I first met Gucci, you know, he was like, yeah, you know, I did a song with Gangsta Boo. He was like, but Chad, man, I gotta get some gangster shit with you, man. I gotta get some guy. I was like, I was in my mind saying, what's the difference? Let's just do it. But, you know, it made me feel real good. It made me feel honored because as long as you got the males loving you, you winning anyway. You know, and I got my fame, honestly. I ain't show no booty. I ain't show no bread to feed. I ain't get out here twerking or none of that. You know, I was too busy rapping and throwing blocks. And I earned my fame, honestly.
Most definitely. And first time I heard you, had to have been back in the Tommy Wright days. You know what I'm saying? How did you first get affiliated with Tommy, and also do you still stay in touch with him today?
Well, you know, Tommy Wright, he's from Memphis, and I always did. When I was growing up, I used to do a lot of talent shows. Anyway, I was major in Memphis before I even hit the scene. I do a lot of talent shows, and I did the Memphis Styles project with 3-6 back then, and then I ended up running to Tommy at the skating ring. He was like, "Little Chad, gotta get you on something. Matter of fact, I gotta get you to say that same verse. That verse you said was so hard. I gotta get you to say it again." I was like, "Say the same verse." You know, it was like, yeah, so I ended up writing a verse. Ended up saying the same verse that was on Mr. Styles. And people loved it again. I was like, damn, that's crazy. So, and, you know, I done ran into Tommy. Could have been about 4 weeks ago. I hadn't seen him in a long time. But I ran into him, and he said he wanted to get back to doing some music again. I'm always down for working with anybody that's real and real about the music.
Yeah, because in the early days, you know, before 3-6 really blew up, and, you know, you had, you know, Gangsta Pac, you had Al Capone, Tommy Wright, Skinny Pimp, you know what I'm saying? He was one of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, that was at the forefront of the Memphis movement, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. So it's dope, you know what I'm saying, the stuff you were able to accomplish, you know what I'm saying, when you were over there with him. But when you went over, you know what I'm saying, with Paul and them, you know what I'm saying, what made you decide that, okay, I want to fuck with Hypnotized Minds now?
Oh, because they were the ones to be for the week. They was doing it, you know. I ran across somebody that was rapping with Juicy back when I was in junior high, and I did a talent show, and the guy, Lil Nord, matter of fact, he won first place, I won second place, and he was like, I got to pass the number to Juice. I was like, "Don't pass to him. Juice ain't going to call me." Back then, they was doing, you know, mixtapes and all that other stuff, and one day I got a call. I was like, what's up, Chad, it's Juicy. I was like, hey, you know, I was younger then, this was with the Mr. Styles. I was like, hey, he's like, "I heard you go out. Let me you flow something." I'm like, "Oh, I'm in front of my mama right now." So he ended up, I said, "Well, all right then." He hung up, but in my mind, I was like, damn, I missed my chance. But he ended up calling back about 2 hours later. He's a different dude. He was like, "Hey, how you doing? This is Jordan." I was like, "Oh, Jordan." He's like, "Yeah, this is Juice." I was like, "Oh, okay." So this time I went out fast. Because I ain't in the mix this time. He's like, "Yeah, I heard you can rap. Let me hear you flow something." So I came and rap, you know. As a matter of fact, that's on YouTube. Me and Crunchy Black, it was Pop Pop Till You Drop. And we did that. I could have sworn I was about 15, 16 years old. And from that point on, you know, they was like, "Chad, you're going to be down." And even when they did the Mr. Style days in the beginning, I wasn't for sure, you know, what I was going to do when they had something they did. Because I still was a little tomboy. I still was hitting the clubs and hitting the skating rings and all of that. They was in the studio. And then next thing I know, I looked up, they was signing the deal. So here I go again, like, damn, I done missed my chance again. Being in these trees, I done missed my chance. But they end up finding me again. And see, Hypnotized Camp Foster came out, and there I was.
I respect that. You're like, I'm not going to do that in front of my mom. You had to wait until you go outside.
Yeah, because what y'all don't know, I'm gangster, but I'm such a lady.
Yeah. Well, Juicy, you got that call from Juicy. What about today? Are you in touch with him? I know he's doing a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, in the mainstream world. Do you ever get a chance to chop it up with him?
I haven't talked to Juice in a minute. Stunt Friday, me and Pat Jeff was in Little Rock, and we rocked the show. So, you know, we don't have no bad blood at all, period. It's all about business. And I know Juice had his manager to reach out at me. He wanted me to do a verse for A$AP Rocky. So we'll see if he's happy, you know. Don't know where to go, but I didn't talk to him direct. But I did talk to Ray, you know, his people. And they were trying to make it happen. So we don't got no bad blood. Of course, Paul, you know, he the one who put the Watch What You Wish back together. And I was all through that, you know. So me and Paul, we gradually, he'll be here Thursday. He'll be in Memphis. He'll call me up. By the time I get through doing my show in Leland, I'll be here to kick it with him, you know. So we all grown, man. You know, it's all love. We part of each other, childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad to see that, too, because, you know what I'm saying, we just had Paul on the show, and we just had his artist, Weirdo Westwood, on the show a few minutes ago. And I'm glad to see that you guys are still able to be, you know, cordial with each other. I mean, that leaves the door open to, hey, we might do some work in the future. Yeah, and you know the...
Yeah, you know, we just did the Watch What You Wish album. The Watch What You Wish album, yeah. We just did that. I think it dropped, what was that, last year, before last?
Yeah.
And now I got Marcy Spoke 2 out. Paul produced a track on there. So, you know, yeah, the door's just open for whatever makes sense.
Yeah. Hell yeah. At this stage in the game, you know, it's a beautiful thing because you guys, to me, lyrically, you guys crush, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these motherfuckers out today. I want to get your take on this. You know, because we ask this to everybody from AZ to you know, DMC from Run DMC. What's your take on, like, this mumble rap stuff, being that, you put a lot of work into your lyrics and your wordplay and your flow. Being a true artist, you know what I'm saying, lyricism is a big deal. What's your take that, you know, rap is kind of taking lyrics out of the game almost?
You know, I can't do nothing but respect it because that's just like when we were growing up, our mother and them was listening to their type of music, their type of rap was way different from what we was doing, and we didn't understand it. So, you know, now that we all old and growing up, the generation changed, and it's working. You know, it's working. They getting real money. I heard I was doing that bubblegum, my beat only bumping ass shit. You know, they making it with it. So, it's working for him. I can't do nothing but respect it. I can't get with it. Okay, hey, I look like a fool even if I try to get with it. I wouldn't even try to get with it. I'd rather stay me and just go home, fade out being me before I try to be something else. But in that, I respect it. I kept myself bobbing off of some of it.
Yeah, I can't, like you said, I can't get with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from the 90s like yourself. I'm just, I'm a little bit older than you are. So I come up in the same genre, same generation, you know what I'm saying? But at the same token, there's some dope artists out here that's actually got lyrics, and I do think lyrics are coming back. You know what I'm saying? I think the mumble rap thing has its own little subgenre or whatever, but the lyrics are coming back. And speaking of lyrics, let's give them one of these dope tracks that you sent me. You sent me a lot of them. Which one do you want to go with first? You want to Sure Know What to Say or Killing Season? Or?
You can go with the Sure Know What to Say. That's on Murder, She Spoke To. Y'all go copy. It's on iTunes. I don't give a damn. Y'all can bootleg that motherfucker. As long as y'all burgers, it's all murder.
Yeah. Definitely. And then when we come back, I want to chop it up with you about your brother Womack as well. We got some dope music from him. This is with Chad. Sure Know What to Say right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
See these niggas and these bitches, they be hating cause they see me getting money. Cause they see me getting money. So I tell them, get the fuck away from around me. If they can't do nothing for me, get the fuck away from around me. Say I'm stunning on Facebook and Twitter, bitch. Please, you ain't no killer. It don't matter what you say. I'ma take you back on either way. Turn up, turn up. You sure know what to say. Yeah, you sure know what to say. Oh, you sure know what to say.
what to say. Yeah, you should know what to say. But it don't matter what you say. I'ma stack my back on anyway. Turn up, turn up. And these bitches, they don't really want the drama. In this world to my mama. Rap bitches, there will never be another. In this world to my brother. Where them dollars at? This shit ain't for fun. In this world to my son. Plenty shit we made it through. You my backbone and now we didn't want. Lying up in this bitch, pocket full of cup. Full of God, full of that gas. Y'all hoes ain't smoking. Cush in my lungs, still counting up racks. Don't know about you, but I know this bitch talking. Top back loading. Y'all don't wanna hear that thing is floating. Nigga, what you holding? Drop it off. Smile so golden. Everything I seek is worth money. So you know a bitch will never take a loss. Swerving them lines, I be stunting. Hollin' that life, y'all be fronting. Pull up, I turn up on mileys and lift up the pumpkin. You can't tell me nothing, something for nothing. Tell me what they do that is. Run up on you when I'm black and I'm stating them facts. Ain't no more wasting it back. Y'all bitches can't fuck with Chad. Run that hook back. See these niggas and these bitches, they be hating cause they see me getting money. So I tell them, get the fuck away from around me. If they can't do nothing for me, get the fuck away from around me. Say I'm stunting on Facebook and Twitter, bitch. Please, you ain't no killer. But it don't matter what you say. I'ma take you back on anyway. Turn up, turn up. You sure know what to say. Yeah, you sure know what to say. You sure know what to say. Yeah, you sure know what to say. You sure know what to say. Yeah, you sure know what to say. But it don't matter what you say. I'ma take my back on anyway. Turn up, turn up. Yeah, this money I be getting it. Nah. This money I be getting in, yeah. And if it ain't the discussion, y'all already know who I'm better than, yeah. No, I don't live that glamorous life, yeah. But I do live that dangerous life. A lot of niggas out in bed, a lot of streets are down in bread. Bitch, you better think twice, think twice, think twice. I done told a lot of hoes, and I done showed a lot of hoes. When you keep it real in the field, you ain't know anything goes, yeah. Ho, ho, I still talk my heat. Everywhere I go, I got my Nina with me, me, me. And I keep a brother too. 40 o'clock on the dog, passenger feet. Bitches, I turn it, I gangster. You really a joke, bitch, you pointer. I ain't put in no work, ain't no name in the hood. Getting beat everywhere, you a wanker. Yeah, and I done finally dropped murder too. This a freestyle, yeah, whole shit, something new. And check mine, go pat me that blunt. While I'm in here, blazing up the booth. Ho, 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 see these niggas. They be hating cause they see me getting money. Cause they see me getting money. So I tell them, get the fuck away from around me. If they can't do nothing for me, get the fuck away from around me. Say I'm stunting on Facebook and Twitter, bitch. Please, you ain't no killer. Fuck, you ain't no killer. But it don't matter what you say. I'ma take you back on anyway. Turn up, turn up. You sure know what to say. Yeah, you sure know what to say. You sure know what to say. Yeah, you sure know what to say. Yeah, you should know what to say. But it don't matter what you say. I'ma stack my back on anyway. Turn up, turn up.
That's what's chat right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Killing it.
I got to shout out my guy, Trek.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got to shout out my guy. I got to shout out my guy, Trek, man. Made that beat. Slamming. Y'all get up with him. He got some beat. Trek, man.
Hell yeah, that shit go hard. That shit definitely go hard. And you still, you know what I'm saying, here we are, 2017. You're still killing it. You know, what keeps you going?
I guess everyday life, everyday living. You know, every day that you live is always something to rap about, something to talk about. So the more that I keep living and getting life into me, the more I pick up the pen and pad and write about it. It's just like, you know, I got Eulogy coming out. There's going to be like, it's going to come out sometime this year. I said it was going to be my final album. That don't mean I ain't going to be doing no more mixtapes and features, but it's going to be my final album. But it's basically going to show the growth in me. Along with the street growth, and I'm still going to be me. But it's going to be something that people are going to be like, oh, damn, okay, this is a eulogy. And it's going to be what it is.
Definitely.
If you realize, if you see all my titles, I started out with my album, I had Mercy Spoke, then I had Dramatize, then I had Bad Influence, then I came with The Hood Home Girl, then I came with Murder, She Spoke 2, and now I'm coming with Eulogy. You see what I'm saying? The dog that don't know what Eulogy is, when you look at the bitch where the pastor delivered the eulogy at the end, you know, the last thing at the funeral.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I know, you know what I'm saying, you know, we had a lot of people come on and say, this is the last album, and I'm glad you said that, okay, I might do mixtapes or I'm going to do features and stuff. So we're not going to see the last of the chat. That's good to know.
No. Because see, one thing about an album, what people don't know, an album take more work than mixtapes and all that, because an album, you got to make sure you pick the right beats. They can't have certain samples in it. They got to be done certain ways versus a mixtape. You just go in. You go ratchet. You go hood. You just get it. You know, you just go for it. And, of course, I'm going to still do features. That's what I do. I still been doing features. I'm going to still do shows. And whether y'all know it or not, man, these folks be still singing this Chicken Head and Mercy Spoke like it just dropped yesterday. They have to help me out sometimes. I just get them the mic. So I feel blessed.
That's what I'm talking about. I love your energy, too, you know. Real positive, real motivated, you know what I'm saying? And that's highly, you know what I'm saying, respected. Straight up.
Thank you.
No doubt, LaChat. And you got a brother who you know, you've worked with a lot in the past, Womack. We're going to go into one of his tracks here in a minute. But tell us a little bit about Womack. You know, is he your younger brother or older brother?
No, he's my older brother. I'm 39, he's 40. So, you know, we grew up together. He's been on the road with me all the time. He was my hype man all the time. As a matter of fact, we was on the road when his accident happened. It'll be 3 years come June the 21st. So we was on the road, and we was drinking, and he was drinking, and he had to use the bathroom. And we had to pull over by the gas station, but he had to use it so bad. When he got stepped out the truck, he missed the whole step, and he fell. You know, so when we got him up, we didn't know that he was in the condition that he was in, because he was still talking, and he still was laughing. And so we got to the place, that's where we were going, and he couldn't get out the truck, but we thinking, man, this fool drunk, you know. Crazy, but we get all the way back home. Couldn't get him out the truck. So we're like, damn, he needs to go to the hospital. We get him to the hospital, get him in the wheelchair, drop him off, pick up his gas. I'm like, man, he'll be all right. I ain't drunk. We do this shit all the time. Man, 4 hours later, shit, they called me, were like, yeah, he just dropped his brother off. Yeah, we just want to let you know his neck broke, his spine cracked, his lungs collapsed, his kidney didn't fail. He can't talk. I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me. I'm talking about my brother been shot 5 times. He'd have been thought to miss millions of being fights, you know. And I'm like, you kidding me? Just this little ball? You know what I'm saying? And I was about to lose my mind. He just missed the step. You know, he's stepping out of a truck. Now he's stepping out. It looks like he missed the step. And he fell. We still trying to see. Damn, he could fall backwards, but he couldn't because he was laying on his, you know, chest. But he wasn't knocked out. He wasn't nothing, you know. Maybe the liquor saved his life. A lot of people you see the drunk people always surviving. So I don't know, but I couldn't believe it. And they told us he wasn't going to talk again, you know. They told him he wasn't going to feel again. But that's why I'm here to present his music. You're shitting me. We got a whole album done. I got pictures and proof to show that, you know, we got the microphone in while he in the bed. It'd be times that I had my hands on his chest. He couldn't feel me. Now he's feeling. He was in a nursing home 2 years, and, you know, it was killing me. He was too young to be there. It was like, well, we got him here because there ain't nobody here to take care of him. So what I did, I went and took the classes. I took all the credentials and got all my CNA, my CPRs, and whatever I needed. And I brought them home. And so now I live for two. It's two of us. It's two of me now. I live for him, and I live for me. You know, he can't move. He paralyzed from the neck down. And I'm glad that I brought him home. And We got this album done. It's called Dog Hallways. And we're trying to promote it. I'm go promote it. It ain't no try. I'm go promote it.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, we'd love to have him as a guest on the show as well because, you know what I'm saying, the tracks you sent me are fire. You said he's paralyzed from the neck down, so it's just you and him. You're taking care of him. You know what I'm saying? How do you, you know, seeing, like you said, seeing him so strong over the years, surviving, getting shot and everything, this your older brother, how do you cope with this, the chat? It sounds like you are doing a phenomenal job, and I salute you, and my hat's off to you and to him.
You know, it takes him. He got T-shirts made called Ham Squad. You know, I sell them. They be $10. I sell them when I be on the road. I sell them when I be out. It really him that make me strong, but he has been keeping me strong all our life because I always been a little sister, and we was behind each other, so we always grew up like we were twins. So just seeing him and how he's dealing with it, and, you know, he's very good spirit. Please have him on the show. He will have you cracking up. You'll forget that he paralyzed from the neck down. So, and he appreciate me a whole lot, and, you know, it just keep me going. I come in, if I do a show, I don't stay, I stay over. I come right back. You know, I have somebody sitting in with him. Then I'm back at it. I'm back 24/7. I give him his matter of fact, just out of schedule, though. I give him his medicine 6 o'clock in the morning. Then I get back up at 10, clean him up, feed him. We watch TV for a minute. 2 o'clock, he about sleep. I get back in there 5 o'clock, clean him up, feed him, watch TV, you know. 9 o'clock, medicine, and shit, the whole day start back over again with the studio in the house.
With the studio in the house, so you guys got that ready to go at all times. You know, again, I tell you what, you know, I mean, you're doing what family's supposed to do. You know, from someone who's taken care of sick family members over the years, I really, I salute you. You know what I'm saying? You're one of the realest ones in chat. It's real talk. You know, and salute your brother Womack too, because you know, he sounds like he's got a real good, you know, positive attitude. He's working, he's wanting to put out music. You know, that's good to hear. Is there any chance of him walking though in the future? I mean, they said he can't.
You know, I believe in him because, like I said, they told us he'll never be able to talk again, and one day in the hospital I get a phone call. I'm like, hello? He's like, what's up, Chad? I'm like, hello? What's up, Chad? You know, I answered it. I broke down. I'm like, you ain't said nothing about a month. Now you talking. Just like they said, he won't go back to field. You know, the whole year he couldn't feel. As the year went by, year and a half go by, he could feel it now. You know, you pinching. I be thumping him in everything. Go on. I'm like, yeah, you couldn't feel it last year. We laugh about it. So I believe because he want to do. He want to do it. His ambition so strong that, you know, even if it takes 10 years, it don't matter. Don't matter. We go get it done.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
number time.
That's Womack the Omen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He got a lot of stuff out there, and we're going to play one of his tracks right now. He sent me a couple bangers, that's for sure. We got one, you know, we got the Dumb Shit that's featuring you, I believe.
But the Dumb Shit is featuring me, Gangsta Black, and Nasty Nardo.
Nasty Nardo, okay, yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, and Gangsta Black. Mm-hmm.
And Gangsta Black, the mayor.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. That one first. I mean, you sold me right there. I mean, you got yourself, you got the mayor, you got Nasty Nardo, and then, of course, you got the man of the hour, Womack, the Omen. Let's give him that one.
Yeah.
That. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Shout
yeah.
out to Womack. Get better,
yeah.
bro.
We be on it, dumb shit.
Yeah.
We be
whoa. Whoa, I be on it dumb shit. 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 I be on it dumb shit.
on that dumb shit. I be on that dumb shit. I be on that dumb shit. Yeah, I'm up in the club. In that VIP, six bitches down below. Got the purple poet up, smoking Chris Blunt. Me and my niggas fully scrapped in the junk. Testing me, that's a no-no. Bitch, that nigga caught a popo. Oh no, your ass a real hoe. You don't want it with the squad though. Got heaters in the front though. 2 minutes to try, what they ass ain't proceed though. I'm about to bust a nigga ass up. He ran his mouth up in the club parking lot. What's up? Pick up front it. I ain't bullshit and hit the blunt and I race up out the sunroof with the AK spraying something. The chat up in the club, she on that motherfucking dumb shit. Razor blades all in the mouth, she on some drill shit. South Memphis, North Memphis, Westwood and Orange Mountain 2. East Memphis, Black Cabin on the dumb shit. I thought you knew.
I be on that dumb shit. 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 I be on that dumb shit.
I be on that dumb shit that pull up at your house shit. Act up if you want, bitch, them hollow tips get dumb quick. Me don't leave nowhere but dance on me, use a revolver. Bitches got some problems, these problems I'm gonna solve them. I be on that dumb shit, pop a roll and be turned out. I be on that dumb shit, pop his ass and I'm knocked out. Chasey with a 40 ounce, my mind gone up that liquor. Bitch, your nigga done sold up, you better get him before I get him, yeah. I be on that dumb shit, toss a hoe with my dude. You suckin' dick, you don't never speak, yeah, bitch, we keepin' you. Yeah, I be on that dumb shit, catch a toss with my fam. I hope I like this shit, it's going down, I'm going ham, yeah. I be on that dumb shit, switchin' lines in traffic. Leaning off that purple scrap, bitch, he ain't about that action. I be on that dumb shit, get drunk and start lunching. Cushed out, 4 bags of chips, 2 candy bars, them munchies, oh.
I be on that dumb shit, yeah. I be on that dumb shit, yeah. I be on that dumb shit. I be on that dumb shit, yeah. I be on that dumb shit, yeah. I be on that dumb shit. 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 I be on that dumb shit.
Dumb shit, retarded. Shoulda never got me started. I whip the beat, then jumping back to hardest. Cocaine in college, graduated to smartest. Word the fuck with Harvard, but dang, keep the free knowledge. Like hustling and robbing, gang banging and mobbing. Like chef catches in 100 rounds, assault rifle popping. Shoulda never got me started. I said that in the second line, so let me reload and come around and unload for a second time. The world's mine. Ghetto star, watch me shine. Pussy nigga, respect my grind. Pussy nigga, respect my mind. Nasty, the world's mine. Ghetto star, watch me shine. Pussy nigga, respect my grind. Pussy nigga, respect my mind.
I be on that dumb shit. 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 I be on that dumb shit.
I be on some dumb shit. Turn it from to some beat. T to B and gangsta B. Go ever tell me. Ain't too many, quite a few, and that's way more than average. First day I hit this bitch, I was on some dumb shit.
Talking about you got a bitch. Took a shot of Remy. Now I'm on some drunk shit. Couple blunts.
man. That's dope. That's dope. When is his project, Womack's project, coming out, Chad?
It's coming out June the 21st. It's called Womack the Homie, Dog Hallways of Return. Because from June 21st, that'll make 3 years that he been paralyzed. You know, that's the day he had his accident. So we releasing it then. So y'all be looking out for it, you know. Shit, ain't no sad faces over here. You know, we good spirit, man. We making moves, we making it happen.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We definitely want to bring him on the show as well.
That'll be so much love.
Oh, yeah, definitely, without question. Because, you know, I mean, he's part of the Memphis scene too. I mean, his roots go back as well, you know. So it'd definitely be dope to catch up with him and you know what I'm saying, talk about his new album too as well. I want to ask you this, though, for the Memphis, you know what I'm saying, the Memphis heads out there that's listening, we always have a lot of them. Let's talk about the Devil Shit for a minute. You know, that has really influenced a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, all over the country. You got people, you know, who are from different states that actually taught, and they never even set foot in Memphis, but they got the Memphis slang, they got the Memphis, you know, everything, man. How does it make you feel to influence these people? But also, you know what I'm saying, where did the Devil Shit come from? Can you break down that whole genre?
You said the Devil Shit?
Yeah, that evil Memphis, you know what I'm saying, they're just, you know, well, basically like 666 shit.
You see, one thing about it, I call it street shit, you know, hood shit. If you all know me and if you all fans of mine, you know, I never claimed the devil. I never believed in the devil, you know what I'm saying? But if we all look at what we do sometimes, it's the evil shit, you know what I'm saying? And just because you rap about street shit and hood shit, that don't mean that you're worshiping the devil. You got a lot of people that do worship the devil, and you got a lot of people that do the evil shit. It's a difference. When you're rapping about street shit and you're rapping about hood shit, it is the evil that you're rapping about, you know, but that don't mean that you should worship them, or that don't mean that I worship them, or that don't mean that we worship them. You know, we just talked about the evil shit that went on and that go on in the street life. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to all my CDs, all my songs, I have never gave praise to the devil. I have never worshiped the devil. I believe in only God. I know for a fact he's the reason why I'm still here, the reason why I'm going this far, but you know, it's the evil shit that's going on in the world that leads us to rap about the evil things that's going on. You know, so I don't say the word devil. I say the evil. It's still spelled D-E-V-I-L. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's a good way to put it as well. We got a caller here from this homie Shin from France. He's got a question for you, LeChat. Shin, what's up, brother?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Scott? What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Celeste from France. Yes, I would ask you about the song Gangsta Forever with Tommy Wright, and how was your mind to do it, and it was Will Six sound. Tell us about this song you did in 96.
Yeah, that Gangsta Forever, that was what I was talking about. That was the first song that I did with Tommy. I met him, and he was like, I got to get you on something. Matter of fact, I need you to do that same verse that you did on Mr. Styles again. So I was like, huh? Okay. And so, you know, I did the Gangsta Forever. I did the first verse. And then I turned around and did the same verse that I did on Mr. Styles. And the world loved it. The people loved it. He be saying to this day, we need to shoot a video to it. Now I'm starting to believe him, because the person I ran across him a couple of weeks ago, that's what he was talking about. Like, we needed to shoot a video to that Gangsta Forever drum, man. People love it. And I'm saying to myself, Tommy, no, stop it. But goddamn it, I think we need to go shoot that video.
Yeah.
We need to go make some calls and make that happen.
He was a member of Templeton Man, and at first you're supposed to release an album with Street Smart Records, and it didn't happen. In fact, with Street Smart.
You guys both collab with who?
Who's that, Sin?
And then release album.
I don't know what happened. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, you were supposed to release a Street Smart on the Street Smart album, a solo album with Tommy Wright label, and didn't happen. Why?
Yeah, because Tommy, he had disappeared, and you know, I got full time with Three Six Mafia. You know, yeah. I ain't seen Tommy in a long time. I don't know where he had went.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there'll be some stuff going on in the future. You know, you know what I would like to see the chat, and I think it's possible now more than ever because you had the Mafia Six come together. You had all kinds of different things. I wouldn't mind seeing like a Memphis super group with a shitload of you guys. You know what I'm saying? Did you guys ever
get together? But you know what? That's what Squeaky working on. Are you familiar with DJ Squeaky?
Oh,
that's what
he
working on. Matter of fact, Al Capone just texted me about that this week to see what day I could get in. He told me about Praise and White and all the other people that's getting on. It's a Memphis compilation now that DJ Squeaky producing. And,
holy
you know,
shit,
I'm with you. So it is in the making of coming. It's just going to be produced by me or brought out by me. But I will be a part of it.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. Shout out to DJ Squeaky. That's another legend right there. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah,
that's
I know
he's
behind them Dolph beats.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff. back in the day, though, Project Players, that was my shit. Definitely my shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. I'm Ski Mask. Man, I'm looking forward to that. I'm amped up.
Oh, yeah.
You
on your Memphis shit, I see.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Love that every time. Let's give him another one of the tracks that you sent me. What about this one, Old Me? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, that's
like
how Murder She Spoke To. Murder She Spoke To. Matter of fact, that's produced by DJ Squeaky. There we go. So,
perfect.
Y'all check this out. Yeah, that's produced by DJ Squeaky. So, y'all check this
that's
out. Old Me. Murder She Spoke To is out now. Y'all get off iTunes. Y'all can get a bootleg, like I said. It don't matter as long as y'all bumping your girl.
Hell yeah. The chat, Old Me right here, Murder Master Music Show. We'll be right back. We're going to close out this dope interview with her. And, you know what I'm saying, chop it up a little bit more. Don't go nowhere.
Y'all getting that money, I see y'all out here balling, done. Getting their paper, racks on racks, tell the bitch old song, yeah.
Go fuck around, you turn me back to the old me. Go fuck around, you turn me back to the old me. Back down, we ain't robbing niggas up out of seamers. We low key jumping out legs now. Fell off for a moment, get my black mask and my black glock. All these funny niggas doing, spend my niggas in day spot. Black side, I get it, get it, don't it, then we spit it up. My head clean, my goons posted up, wait for me to ship it up. Then I'm back to the trap, somewhere I said that I would never be. Times hard, this shit fucked up, I can get my money easily. Down me a couple of holes, a couple of balls, and mine is going down. Old me, can't tell me shit, your girl, she gone now. Heard from a couple of bitches that your nigga, he got that work. Out here splurging, showing out for a bitch, don't know we can get him hurt. Yeah. Go fuck around, you turn me back to the old me.
Cause pockets, nigga, wallets, that's the old.
me. I get back with the shit if I can't eat and niggas owe me. I'm down to make some signs and get some change. I can't go broke. Flip a brick or two. These junkies out here know they love dope. Niggas be trying to holler off the top. I'm about my dollars. Breaking niggas make me give me what I want. Yeah, I'm a scholar. And yeah, my nigga love me. Put no one above me. Under the pillar on the left side is where them thugs be. I be about my paper. If I change, then I'm changing quick. A bitch that ain't scared of for nothing. I live life so dangerous. Ask a nigga about me. He gon' tell you that I'm real. He gon' tell you that I got a plug. And I'm cutting deals. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't go wrong with Chad, that's for damn sure. Let's bring her back on. Another banger right there. You know what I'm saying? When's your solo coming out? You said this is your last solo. What can we expect on it as well? But Chad, you there? You know, Pittsburgh Pat, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Yeah, I think we lost the chat. You there, the chat?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there we go. Now we can hear you. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, right now I got Mercy Spoke 2 out, which is like the track that we're playing right now. That's like the newest. I'm pretty sure if y'all ain't got it, y'all, you know, it'll hold y'all down until I drop this image. I also got Beast Mode, DJ Bass, DJ Highlight, Shout Out Highlight. Y'all can go on Live Mixtape and get that. Now, that's it. The Beast Mode, y'all need to go download that right now. Y'all will love that. But Unity,
yeah.
I'm looking for it to come out. It's going to come out before this year. Like I said, I got my brother out the way first, you know, and now it's nothing for me to come in and finish up what I started, you know, so. I don't want to get no date because if y'all be looking for it and then it don't come out on a date, then it might come out before the end. But just know it's on the way.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're gonna go off in one more track before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play two more. I'm gonna play All Black.
The All Black is featuring Snoop Wild.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. Then after that, I'm going to play Live by the Gun by Womack. Before we get out of the chat, first and foremost, I want to thank you once again for coming on the show. It was a huge honor. But also, you know what I'm saying, shout out to your brother, Womack. We look forward to having him
thank
on
you.
As well. For sure. And if anybody wants to get one of them heated 16s, what's the best way they can get at you, Chad?
Okay, y'all can email me, which all this is me, Lil Chad Bookings, LACHATBOOKINGS @gmail.com. Y'all can follow me at Twitter, it's The Real Lil Chad. Then y'all can follow me on Instagram, it's LACHAT_IG. And then I'm on Facebook, my government name, Chad Pretty Daniel. So that's me though on Facebook. I run all my social sites, so y'all can get up with me, holler at me. Y'all send me a message. If y'all ain't my friend, you know, send me a nice little message. I unfriend somebody and friend you. I also got my fan page. It's Lil Chat. For those that don't know, the Lil Chat is spelled LACHAT. So many people had LIL in front of their name, you know. I had to change mine up. I'm always trying to be different. And it looks like I've been winning being different, you know. What about y'all? What y'all think?
I tell you what, you've been doing a phenomenal job. You've been holding your own in this industry for years, you know what I'm saying, and you earned the respect of all your peers, you know what I'm saying, which most of them are male, and, you know, in a male-dominated industry, and my hat's off to you. You're one of the best to do it, male or female. Thank you so
Thank you, too, but I do got to tell y'all that me and Gangsta Boo finally, we do got a project out. It's called Witch. Y'all get it, it's a phenomenal word for bitch, you know, but we couldn't just put it out there like that, so it's called Witch.
Yeah.
So y'all can get that on iTunes. Y'all can go to YouTube, check out some of the videos, and, you know, man, we just got this work out here. We still putting it down, so y'all got to be looking for us to get it. If you ain't looking, how you going to get it?
Oh, yeah.
So I love y'all, and thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for having me. And anytime, just let me drop by, and I'll call you and set up for my brother. Y'all keep me, my family, y'all prayers. I will keep do the same for my fans and the people that love me. And, hey, everybody wake up, say your prayers at night, live day to day, and do what you do. Be blessed.
That's what's up with Chad. Much love to you. We'll be talking to you real soon. And shout out to Womack. Keep doing your thing, Womack.
Thank you.
This is the Murder Man's Music Show. You know, so we just had LeChad on. We're gonna go leave here with All Black, followed by Live by the Gun by Womack. You know what I'm saying? Murder Master Music Show, episode 404. We're out of here.
Cause I feel you are true, and I will point you bitches out one after